السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصالحين. إن الله مع الصادقين. لا إله إلا الله. Never thought I was gonna make a mistake on this one. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. سبحان الله. I'm gonna keep this mistake in just because this humanness. He memorized the surah. He repeated it a billion times. You know this this ayah. Subhanallah, back and forth, and still it just slips your mind. But so I just finished Salat al-Dhuhr, and right before Salat al-Dhuhr, I was sitting down and I was having just a moment of reality with myself, because I realized there's a part of me that's still not on board with the goals that I have and how far I want to get. And I just, for full disclosure, I feel lame talking about this, but I gotta talk about this because this is the naked moment. But there's a part of me that isn't on board. It's almost like, yeah, I don't really think we're really gonna get there. And it's a very important part. There's the part of me that's just the iyal part, you know, you just like, it's a little, you could ignore it. You could just be like, shut up. But then there's another part that's like, I feel like is the heavier part. It's the part that is serious. And if that part doesn't take me seriously, then getting to wherever I need to get is extremely hard, right? But if that part is like, I'm down, I'm on board, I am going through any wall, even if it's a brick wall. And that part is just has this really strong willpower. And for some reason, I just had a moment where I was like, hey, there's the ambitious part of me that's like, I can do this. I will get to where I get. But this other part is just looking at me sarcastically going like, yeah, maybe we've been here before. I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it type of thing. And I just had to have a moment and be like, why don't you believe? Why don't you believe? And why are you treating it like that? And that kind of feels like, in a way, I am fighting against the current. And it makes everything harder to do. It makes change feel like it's not feasible. And the other part of me, for full disclosure, it's just like, it's not acting this way because it hasn't been, like, it has no reason to, right? Or it's like, there's parts of my life in the past where I was just like, you know, I really disappointed myself, right? And that part that used to stand behind me and believe in me and be like, no, like, this is what we're going to do. That part, I think its heart got broken little by little in different moments. And now it's just gotten to the point of like, well, we'll see. It's like having a relationship. And you are reneging on the promises you make over and over and over again. At some point, that person's just going to be like, well, we've been here before. If you do it, you do it. If you don't do it, I mean, I'll believe it when I see it, right? And it's like, it's a form of, I feel like, restoration. I want myself to believe in myself, to believe in the fact that we can get to wherever we want. And it's like, even before you see it, right? I don't want it to be hard, but but it is hard. And I think that's the hard part, where it's like, there's a part of me that's heartbroken, that feels like it's going to get dragged on this roller coaster again of just extreme hype, and then we fall, right? And then there's the other part of me that's like, I won't be able to move forward if I don't forgive myself for the past. And we're heartbroken. Yeah, but we're all here still fighting, right? And that means that there is still hope. There's still a reason to continue. And I was just thinking about this verse. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And as I prayed my salah, I just said, you don't have to think about transforming and changing for life. Just think about, like, just between this salah to the next salah. That's all you got to focus on. Can you believe that we will be able to be ourselves from this salah to the next salah? And I'm going to use my salah to rejuvenate this well of belief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because every salah you're sitting there, you're one-on-one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you just make that dua all the time. Just that moment of like focus and full responsibility on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think, like, I'm going to use that to really heal this part of me and to be able to maintain that hope. Because لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There's no transformation, no strength, no power except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I see this part of me that's really heartbroken. I didn't see her before, because I was like, I think busy just shaming myself. But she gives me hope. She gives me hope because I know how strong she is. I know how strong she is, and that's the thing. It's like when that switch is flipped, there is nothing, and I'm telling you, nothing that holds me back. And when I'm in that mode, it's just my favorite mode ever, because I'm like, whatever I put my mind to, really, I can do. And I've been having this disconnect where I'm not there, and this person who works so hard doesn't feel like she can run, she can fly, you know what I mean? She feels like she's being held back because she has to carry all this, and it's just, you know, I want to restore her hope, I want to restore that part, and I want to continue that, and I cannot do it, wallahi, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That healing, that transformation, that change cannot happen without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm going to take what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, and I'm going to use it. Allah says, oh believers, seek comfort in patience and prayer. And Allah is truly with those who are patient. It's going to require a lot of patience to restore this trust. Going to keep going. Going to keep trying. And inshallah, we're going to get there. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. Gotta add patience to this. Hey. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've been listening to Studio Diaries. This is Munir Sheikh Omar. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save